first time in man's history, I'm president. And I can do this with dash and daring do.
No.
You're too old. You're out of touch. I don't think I'm out of touch. As for too old, well, I have a very good memory about all the things back in my life. For example, I can remember Senator Benjamin Hill in 1878, when we were less than 70 years old. Good times and bad.
Ronald Reagan, you can see and understand the America of dirty streets and poor people.
The problem isn't being poor. The problem is that poverty isn't okay. I'm supposed to be the big reactionary. Okay, all right.
What people do you think you represented? The John Birch Society was praising you.
Oh yes, all right.
The John Birch Society.
Sure.
Milton Friedman.
Certainly.
The far right.
All right. As a matter of fact, a few Republican panaceas, myself and people like myself, organize a task force of people outside government and inside. This little group gathered, and we very carefully would open the car door with the window rolled down, shove the man's arm across the window, and then break it. The backbone of America, and then break it over the window. And then the pressure came on, that hidden longing came out, and gunshots and so forth.
What about government's role in offsetting the negative consequences of the free enterprise business community you talked about?
Now you get back to what I said earlier. What I'm talking about is the free marketplace, free enterprise, the regulations that government exists to have and are necessary is, yes, to ensure that someone can't sell us a can of poisoned meat. I think a can of poisoned meat had a problem that I think the people must recognize. The problem is that if you open a can of poisoned meat, hold it in your hand, it gets warm very fast while you're drinking it. We punch the holes in the top and drink it. Well, this fella's made a very economical stein handle. You can buy a dozen of them and have them like you have your silverware. You're serving people poisoned food in the can. You just clamp the stand, snap the stand. You just clamp the stand, snap the handle onto it, and people hold it by the handle, and the drink doesn't warm up. And he's going to make $1 million.